Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachas of Beir. We have spoken before that silverware cutlery that's mixed together is a mixture and it's a problem of Beir. So therefore, one of the nafkaminas would be that you cannot set the Shabbos table for the next day. You want to set the table Friday night for Shabbos day. If you have a pile of silverware, you can't sort that silverware in order to set the table because it's not for immediate use. One of the three conditions you need for it to be mutter, you have to have oichom to have cells, it has to be by hand, it also has to be for immediate use. Right now, you're not eating the suda. It's after the suda Friday night. The next suda is 12 hours away. So you're not allowed to separate the silverware in order to set the table tomorrow. So is there any eitzah to separate that silverware? So the achrayim argue if this is a heter. It's called scattering and mixture. So some paiskim, including Rav Moshe and Rav Shmuel Vozna, hold that it's permitted to take a mixture of items and scatter them over a large area in order to separate the items. This is mutter because right now I'm not doing any act of selection. What I'm doing is I'm just spreading it out. And once it's spread out, that every single one is separate, so then it's not a mixture, and then I can take each one and set the table. So this is my machlokes if you could do this, but Rav Moshe l'maaseh holds this mutter. If you want to be samech on that, you can, and scatter it around and make sure every piece is separate, and then it won't be a shaila barer. The only problem with this is it's almost impossible to scatter in a way where every single piece of silver will be separate. If you have like 5 pieces, that could be done. But to take 30 pieces and spread it out, it'll be very hard to do. It's not so simple. But if you could figure out how to do it and you want to be Soymek or Amisha, that would be fine. The other Eitzah would be also that Heter that we said in last year, which Talmud agrees to also, is that if you're washing those dishes, then as you pick it up to wash and dry, after you're drying it, you can put it down in a separate place. Don't mix it together. Put it in a separate pile, a separate place, and then it's fine because there it's not called sorting because you picked it up to dry and now I put it in a separate place. So then I could use it to set up. That would be the two eitzes if you would want to set up on Friday night for the next day. Next halacha. The shaila is there a problem if you don't like a certain item, you want to hand it to your friend, is that called separating the psoilus or not? For example, you have a salad with onions or let's say tomatoes. You don't like tomatoes. So you want to give it to someone else. So the halacha is, it is mutter to remove a food item that one does not want to eat. If he gives it immediately to a second person, we'll eat it right away. We'll eat it immediately. This is true, even if it's more important for me to get rid of those tomatoes than for you to eat the tomatoes. But lamaisa, since for you, tomatoes are called oichel, and therefore it's considered I'm removing oichel matoich psoiles, and when I hand over that tomato to you, it's not a problem of psoiles matoich oichel, taking the bad from the good. That's to the good from the bad, because for you, you like tomatoes. And therefore, as long as it's immediate use, you can remove the tomato in order to give it to your friend.